These are your latest Manchester United headlines, and I'm Jack Ogilby. First up, and United remain confident that Donny van der Beek will be a success at Old Trafford, according to Edwin van der Sar. United pulled off a coup in the summer to sign the highly rated van der Beek from under the nose of Real Madrid for a relatively low price of £35.1 million. The Dutchman, though, has had an underwhelming start to life in Manchester, with just two starts in the Premier League and eight further cameos as a substitute. Van der Beek has not featured at all in United's last five league matches, but Van der Sar, who had a hand in the 23-year-old's transfer from Ajax as the CEO of the Amsterdam club, has revealed that United are still backing him to succeed. Moving on, and former striker Luis Saha has praised his old side in the wake of the goalless draw with Liverpool on Sunday. The Red Devils were unable to open up a six-point lead over their fierce rivals at Anfield, but they stayed top of the Premier League regardless, 2 points clear of Manchester City. United weren't at their best against the Reds, but they did have the better chances of the two teams, with only Alisson Becker preventing Bruno Fernandes and Paul Pogba from finding the net. United have been criticised in the aftermath of the game, with some saying they were overly negative, but Saha says he was impressed by the togetherness of the squad, saying the spirit they showed proves they are title contenders. Finally, according to the MEN, United have received interest from clubs in taking Dylan Levitt and Ted Edmendi on loan until the end of the season. It's understood there's been significant interest in both Levitt and Mengi from Championship and League One sides, though both could be kept at Old Trafford as club staff weigh up the youngsters' futures. United recalled Welsh midfielder Levitt from his loan move at Charlton earlier this month as they were concerned by the 20-year-old's lack of game time, having made just 3 appearances for the League One side. But despite interest from Portsmouth and QPR, among other Championship and League One sides, he could remain with the under-23s, as could Mengi. That's all for now. We'll have more later.